Welcome to Animals Today, your home for a serious talk about animals. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. One of the most effective tools in modern journalism, whether it be the traditional type or citizen journalism, is video. In the animal rights movement, where so much abuse and illegal activity is kept hidden and secret, video often emerges as key evidence. There are now scores of videos available depicting illegal acts of animal cruelty at factory farms and animal feeding operations, and it does make the businesses look pretty bad. Consequently, we see the development of state laws aimed at penalizing the videographers. Talk about shooting the messenger, right? Why not just clean up your operation and make sure it runs in accordance with the laws and regulations controlling these operations? There are legitimate questions, like if someone runs a private business, like a factory farm, which is legal and properly licensed, can they be confident someone is not secretly recording operations within the business? And what if the recordings demonstrate illegal activity? Is the videographer justified, a hero, or a lawbreaker? And what about taking video from a public street aimed toward a slaughterhouse or animal feeding facility? Is that okay? Today we are covering the so-called agricultural gag bills, typically referred to as ag gag bills, with the leading expert in the field, Will Potter. Will is the author of Green is the New Red, an insider's account of a social movement under siege. Welcome, Will.
Hi, thanks for having me on the show.
So, Will, as I read more about these ag gag laws, you very nicely lay out the current culture from which they arise, and that is the broad attack of those who advocate for the environment and animals. There's this term green scare. Is that something you coined, and what does it mean?
I started using that phrase, green scare, to refer to the political climate that exists right now against animal rights and environmental activists, and how they've become, according to the FBI, the number one domestic terrorism threat. And the reference, of course, is to what I think is the most notorious era in U.S. history of the Red Scare and how people were demonized because of their political beliefs during that era as well. Now, it's not to say what's going on right now is exactly the same as then, but I think there's some very troubling parallels, especially with the use of language in this rhetoric of terrorism.
And there was a government operation referred to as a backfire. Describe that.
Sure. Operation Backfire was the largest domestic terrorism investigation in U.S. history, according to the FBI, and it was targeting a group of environmentalists, primarily in the Pacific Northwest, that had been engaged in a series of crimes in the name of the environment, such as destroying logging equipment used against old-growth forests, targeting genetic engineering. Now, these were very serious crimes involving property destruction in the name of the Earth Liberation Front. But unlike other things that most people would consider terrorism, they never actually harmed anyone. So Operation Backfire was really a story of how the FBI began to redefine this idea of terrorism to hit nonviolent protesters with very heavy penalties.
And how about the Shack 7 case? You mentioned that on your website.
The Shack 7 are a group of activists that were part of an incredibly effective international campaign against a notorious animal testing laboratory called Huntington Life Sciences. And Huntington Life Sciences had been exposed multiple times through undercover investigations, doing things like punching beagle puppies in the face and dissecting live monkeys, really egregious animal welfare and public health violations. And this campaign had the sole purpose of shutting this laboratory down. And they were doing that by really taking the anti-apartheid movement's model of not just protesting the company, but targeting anyone who does business with the company, everyone from the Postal Service to multinational banks that were behind the loans and the back-end deals going on. And it brought this company near bankruptcy. And because of that, this group of activists called the Shack 7 were charged with conspiracy to violate the Animal Enterprise Protection Act, and they were ultimately sentenced to between 1 and 6 years in prison.
Mm. So there's this term ecoterrorism, which is quite powerful. How did that come to be?
The term was actually created by the industry itself. Back in about 1985, an industry front group created this language because they saw an environmental movement that was growing very quickly and very boldly. It had widespread public support, and there were also public support for a variety of tactics, such as civil disobedience and road blockades and tree sits. And this attempt to co-opt the language was really to displace these activists from their moral high ground. It was an attempt to redefine them not as heroes or environmental warriors, which I saw repeatedly in my research in newspaper articles and magazines, but to label them as terrorists instead.
Hmm. You list ad campaigns and public relations campaigns aimed to intimidate the activists. Describe to us, or give an example or two, and what is their real purpose?
Some of these ads campaigns have included full-page ads in the most expensive media markets in the world, such as the New York Times, the Washington Post, USA Today, the Wall Street Journal. And they've involved, you know, kind of the iconic imagery of terrorism. So people in black masks, people with weapons, things like that. None of that's actually happened in the animal rights or environmental movements. You know, no human beings have been injured. But the point of these advertisements is to reinforce that rhetoric and that language of terrorism, and ultimately to shift public opinion against these people. You know, it's a very powerful thing when you can brand an entire group of people, and in fact an entire ideology, as dangerous or as criminal. So people never even have to indulge, you know, the exercise of thinking about what they're saying. And I think that's really what is at the core of these tactics.
It seems so bizarre, Will, to link terrorism with animal environmental activism when we live in a country with the Boston Marathon bombings, the Virginia Tech massacre, the Tucson shootings, which killed six and injured Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, and especially the Fort Hood shooting, which where 13 were killed and 30 wounded by Nidal Hassan. And Hassan is considered a non-terrorist by the government. It's just like Alice in Wonderland here.
Well, and it has some really dangerous implications, not just for our civil liberties, our civil rights, but also for our safety. There was a report last year from the Nonpartisan Congressional Research Service, which is the investigative arm of Congress. And this report on domestic terrorism talked about my work quite a bit and made the recommendation that Congress should have hearings investigating these misplaced priorities and how they may be putting American lives at risk by spending terrorism resources against protesters while they could be used against all the violent types of threats that we're repeatedly seeing in this country. And I think that's a concern that's been echoed time and again by people regardless of how you feel about animal rights or environmental issues.
On your website, you talk about higher corporate profits, which operate as a motivating factor in the battle against animal advocates. Tell us about that.
You know, a big part of my research was motivated by the question of why is this happening? You know, how do we explain what you said? It seems very Alice in Wonderland or just kind of surreal or comical to a lot of people, this idea of labeling animal rights activists as the number one domestic terrorism threat. And I think to answer that question, we really have to follow the money. You know, anytime talking about politics in this town in Washington, D.C., where I am, you have to talk about money. And this case is no different. These social movements, I think really more than any other social movements today, are directly threatening corporate profits in a lot of different ways. They're doing it through their protest and their tactics by changing public opinion, but also through their lifestyle changes of veganism and encouraging people to go vegetarian, encouraging people to live a simpler lifestyle that's lighter on the environment and more sustainable. All of these things are threats to corporate interests, and I think they're really at the core of this severe backlash.
We're speaking to Will Potter, and after the break, we'll be discussing ag-gag laws.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is texting getting way out of hand? You know, I can't... Oh, please. Oh, that is funny. Where was I? Oh, yes, about texting. Pardon me. LOL, you are my BFF. So, like I was saying...
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, this is Dr. Lori Kirshner, and I want to thank you for listening to Animals Today. Make sure to visit us on AnimalsTodayRadio.com, where you will see all our previous shows, and you can download them free. That's AnimalsTodayRadio.com. Also, make sure to become a friend on Facebook. Animals Today gets a lot of its support from the nonprofit group Advancing the Interests of Animals. Check them out at AIAnimals.org. And I hope you'll consider making a donation to help pay for the ongoing broadcast of Animals Today. Each week on Animals Today, we strive to bring you the highest quality, most up-to-date information about all animal welfare topics, and we certainly would appreciate your support. That website, again, is AIAnimals.org. And thanks for listening.
As temperatures climb, please remember to never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute on a warm day with the windows cracked and in the shade. The temperature inside a car can climb up in a matter of minutes, and it's enough to kill your pet. If you love your pet, leave them at home or with someone you trust. Keep them cool, comfortable, and alive. And if you see a dog or other pet in a car, you may only have a moment to save their life. Here are a couple of steps that you should remember. Make an announcement in the store or business the car is parked nearest to, and call the police department or animal control right away. Remember, it only takes a minute or two on a hot day to kill an animal left inside a car. Your swift action can save a life. Dogs are unable to cool themselves the way people can. Never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute.
This message is sponsored by Advancing the Interests of Animals. You can check them out at AIAnimals.org. That's the letter A, IAnimals.org.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8517. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you. Call now, 866-657-8517. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. I've got some important economic news. The economy is slowly improving, and we saw evidence of this on May 22nd in a speech from Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Federal Reserve. When the economy improves, prices tend to rise. And when prices rise, mortgage interest rates usually follow. So if you've considered refinancing your home, you'd better act fast, even if you're underwater. If your current mortgage is higher than 4.75%, or if you owe more on your home than it's worth, call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans has helped hundreds of thousands of underwater homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP, the government's home affordable refinance program. But there are millions more of you out there who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. Are you one of them? Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 4.75%, or if you owe more on your home than it's worth, call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. We're engineered to amaze.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Welcome back to the show. We're speaking with Will Potter. So, Will, we have heard the background in which a fairly new method is being employed by states to protect their animal-related agricultural operations. Tell us, what is ag-gag legislation?
Ag-gag laws are attempts to directly silence undercover investigators and whistleblowers who are exposing standard industry practices on factory farms and slaughterhouses. And this is legislation that's been crafted by the industry itself that explicitly targets people who record video or photographs and release that information to the media. The reason there's been such a backlash is that these investigations have not only led to the largest meat recall in U.S. history, they've led to criminal prosecutions. And I think most importantly, they've started to completely change the national dialogue about food, about health, and about animal protection. And in response to that, the industry is not trying to clean up its act or eliminate the most egregious violations that consumers have found so objectionable. Instead, they're trying to shut down the whistleblowers. And these laws are direct attempts to silence not just investigators, but also whistleblowers and journalists as well.
And where did it begin, and what motivated the legislative efforts?
Now, my research, I went back to the 80s and 90s, and that's when some of these laws began to appear in states like Kansas and Montana and North Dakota. There was legislation introduced and passed that had some precursors of these ag-gag laws. But then as this tactic revitalized in the last few years, we had over a dozen states introduce it. The next wave, they were passed in Utah, Iowa, and Missouri. So if you look, most of these laws are appearing in states that had a lot of investigations and also have a heavy influence of the agriculture industry. But that's not always the case. We're seeing some preemptive measures as well, where the industry is really trying to get these laws on the books across the country.
So, Will, tell us specifically, what do the typical state laws stipulate?
Well, the first round of bills were focused just on photographs and video. I mean, that was really the intent, is to shut down any depictions of what's happening behind closed doors, what people are not able to see. Now, there's been such a huge public backlash, everywhere from Mark Bittman at the New York Times to the Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch, and scores of other organizations, that they're starting to change that legislation and evolve those tactics. Now we're seeing bills that don't specifically mention photographs or video. Instead, they talk about misrepresentation on job applications, or they talk about anyone who sees animal abuse has to report that in 24 hours. And people need to be aware, these are really underhanded attempts to shut down investigations in a different way. They're putting a heavy burden on whistleblowers and people who work in these facilities, that if they don't come forward and shut down an investigation before a body of evidence can be accumulated, that they can be prosecuted for that.
We have seen various undercover videos, and even in slaughterhouses where the animals are going to be killed anyway. It's just horrifying. Will, you mentioned some of the states that have enacted the laws, like Iowa and Utah and Missouri. Are there many states considering legislation?
Well, in this last legislative session, there were 12 states considering these bills. And I'm very happy to describe that they were all defeated in every single state. In Tennessee, it actually resulted in a veto from the governor, which is a very bold move and a very important victory. In North Carolina, the last bill that was defeated was so broad that it includes not just factory farming, not just slaughterhouses, but it includes all industries. It was called the Commerce Protection Act. So to put this another way, if you're a whistleblower or if you're exposing corporate abuses in any industry, that could have been targeted under this legislation. So now we're seeing this evolution of ag-gag that is not only putting us at risk in terms of what we eat and our First Amendment rights, but it's expanding to other social movements as well.
So tell us, Will, how many people have been prosecuted under ag-gag laws so far?
To my knowledge, there's only been one prosecution. I actually broke that story about Amy Meyer, a woman in Utah, who found or who heard that she could see animals being abused from the street at a Utah slaughterhouse. And she went down there, and she saw a cow being moved by a bulldozer, which is illegal, and the cow is clearly sick. And it's also illegal for those sick animals, known in the industry as downer cows, to enter the food supply. So she did what I think what anyone would do, and she started filming it. She was prosecuted for that, for filming a slaughterhouse from a public street. It was the first prosecution ever under one of these ag gag laws. When I wrote about it, it got such media attention that within 24 hours, the prosecutor dropped all charges. And I think that really says a lot. It says a lot about not only how the industry views any type of public exposure as a threat, but also how it's a threat to these ag gag laws as well, to expose them, to show how they're being used, and how much the public is opposed to them.
And it's criminalizing free speech, which is just incredible. Will, do groups like the ACLU have a position on ag gag laws?
Yes, they do. And that's one thing that's been so inspirational to me in this ag gag fight, is to see groups like the ACLU out on board right now. They send out action alerts saying, if factory farms critics are gagged, who will be next? And I think that really sums up the issues that are at stake here. On top of that, you have whistleblowers groups, the Teamsters, the AFL-CIO, unions, the Sierra Club, Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch. The list goes on. I mean, really a powerful coalition across a lot of different groups and issues that frankly don't often come together, that I've never seen come together in my career, but they're all opposed to these bills. And I think that's also what's at the heart of the first ever lawsuit against these ag gag laws, which I'm proud to be a part of as a journalist, because it puts my own work at risk. But I'm also joined by animal protection groups, by a professor from Texas, and by a wide range of individuals that all feel threatened by this dangerous legislation.
In the last few seconds before the break, Will, where do you see this sort of legislation going?
There's going to be more. There's going to be more backlash and more attempts to shut down whistleblowers and shut down attempts to expose what the industry is doing. But ultimately, this is a sign of victory, and it's a sign of the momentum that this social movement has.
We're speaking to Will Potter. Don't go away. More right after the break.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is texting getting way out of hand? You know, I can't... Oh, please. Oh, that is funny. Where was I? Oh, yes, about texting. Pardon me.
LOL, you are my BFF.
So, like I was saying...
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes
because
could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Booking.com. You, freedom lover, are on the road and carefree. You're not worried that dealership billboards spoil beautiful views or that the fresh, cool breeze gives you a mouthful of fumes. No, because you know in just a few more miles, you'll be free to rock around in the perfect Booking hotel, treehouse, or rustic cottage of your dreams. Thanks to Planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.yeah!
I never thought I could be part of something so beautiful until our little bundle of joy came along. I vowed to always be there to help my wife.
Except on game day, baby. That's my T.O. time with little man cradling him tighter than a running back heading to the end zone and showing him how to become the biggest fan of football. Besides me, of course.
Crazy about football? Head to Sears for big TVs and big brands from Samsung to Sony. Get 36-month special financing on total electronics purchases over $11.99. This is the ultimate football experience. This is Sears. Subject to credit approval, see store or sears.com/football for details. Offer ends 10/5/13.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. I've got some important economic news. The economy is slowly improving, and we saw evidence of this on May 22nd in a speech from Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Federal Reserve. When the economy improves, prices tend to rise. And when prices rise, mortgage interest rates usually follow. So if you've considered refinancing your home, you'd better act fast, even if you're underwater. If your current mortgage is higher than 4.75%, or if you owe more on your home than it's worth, call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans has helped hundreds of thousands of underwater homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP, the government's home affordable refinance program. But there are millions more of you out there who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. Are you one of them? Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 4.75%, or if you owe more on your home than it's worth, call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. We're engineered to amaze.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand. Firmly. For a solid 3 seconds. But it can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
My company designed that sound for a horror film, but I like to play it when I did accounting, invoicing, or scary admin stuff. But now, using Sage One, I play this sound.
Sage One is the simple online app that makes accounting easy, so you can get back to what you love faster. Go from to time is money. Be stingy with it. Visit BeStingy.com now for a free month of Sage One.
If you have recently visited Booking.com, then you, clever sir or madam, are not on your way to buy canned peas.
Attention, shoppers. This place is lame.
You are not rushing to the dentist to have your molars drilled.
Whoops.
Nor are you transporting caked-up 9-year-olds from a birthday party. No, you are on your way to a Booking incredible resort, which you chose from over 300,000 properties on planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.com.
Public cloud.
Cloud security.
Cloud access. Cloud sourcing.
Cloudware.
These days, a lot of people are talking about the cloud. At Kronos, we're actually doing something with it. From the Fortune 500 to thousands of small and mid-sized businesses, our innovative time and attendance, scheduling, HR, and payroll solutions are helping organizations of all types increase revenues, lower costs, and improve customer satisfaction. Learn more about Kronos Cloud technology at Kronos.com. Kronos, workforce innovation that works.
Welcome back to the show. We're speaking to independent journalist Will Potter. We're talking about the ag gag laws. Will, there are a few animal welfare groups who particularly like to obtain undercover video to show what happens behind the scenes as a big part of their mission. Do you see them curtailing their activities, or has their resolve been strengthened by these obstacles?
I think it's a little too early to answer that. I mean, from the preliminary indications, it certainly seems like these organizations like Mercy for Animals, the Humane Society, PETA, Compassion Over Killing, really have no choice but to curtail those operations, at least in states that have passed ag gag laws, which are at this point, as I said, Utah, Iowa, Missouri, and a couple of others. Unfortunately, as this trend expands, and if other states do pass this legislation, people are going to have to face that choice of whether those laws should be broken in order to expose illegal activity and animal welfare abuses. And also the general public, I think, needs to figure out how we're responding to this as well, to get these laws struck down so that people can find out the truth.
You testified before Congress on the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act. Please tell us about that. What is that act, and did it become law?
The Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act became law in 2006, and it expands a previous law called the Animal Enterprise Protection Act that was passed in the 90s. And this expansion is so broad that it wraps up nonviolent civil disobedience as terrorism and also a range of other tactics if they, quote, threaten corporate profits according to the legislation or cause a loss of profits. Now, I argued when I testified that this language is so broad that it puts undercover investigators at risk, it puts whistleblowers at risk, civil disobedience. In response to that, members of Congress just dismissed those concerns. But what I've later found in my research working with a colleague of mine is that the FBI has actually considered terrorism prosecutions against nonviolent undercover investigators. And I say all this because I think it's important to understand the political climate that we're in right now, that these laws are already on the books, and on top of that, there are now state-level legislation being introduced to further criminalize undercover investigators as well.
And who supported and who opposed this law?
The supporters of the legislation were groups like the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, the National Association for Biomedical Research, and also corporations like Pfizer and Wyeth, GlaxoSmithKline, the fur industry. The people who opposed it, of course, were animal protection groups and some environmental groups as well. Unfortunately, at the time this legislation was being considered, there wasn't a lot of national discussion about this very dangerous bill. But since that time, the opposition has continued to expand. Right now, the American Bar Association has been considering a motion to formally oppose the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act and to have it removed from our legislative history.
Will, Green is the New Red, which is your recent book, which is now a few years old, I guess. Tell us about that.
Sure. Green is the New Red is really a detailed look at all of the issues that we're talking about today. But also I focus most importantly on the people that have been most affected by this. I think that's something that's really lost in a lot of this discussion of legal issues and FBI spying and things like this, that it's putting people's lives on the line. It's had dramatic consequences for the people who have been targeted in this way. So in my book, I seek to not only expose what corporations and what the FBI have been doing secretly for years, but also to shine a light on the people that are risking their freedom and risking, their lives to defend animals and to expose what's actually happening.
And in your opinion, are our personal liberties being relentlessly attacked?
I think that's without a doubt. Now, I mean, I don't see how we can possibly look at everything that's going on politically right now and not see this, not just a rollback, but a direct assault on our most basic rights in the name of the war on terrorism. From FBI surveillance, National Security Agency surveillance, to these ag-gag laws, new terrorism legislation, the use of grand juries, Guantanamo, secretive prison units. I mean, the list goes on and on, and when you list it in that way, it almost sounds like a kind of dystopian science fiction novel. But unfortunately, all these things have come home, and I think it's important, no matter how people feel about these activists that I'm talking about or about these movements, to realize that all of our rights are really on the line right now.
Is there a political party bias in this battle against animals and environmental activists? Are the Republicans and the Democrats equally at fault here?
It's difficult to answer that question. Certainly with laws like the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act, both Democrats and Republicans have been on board, and I think that's a pattern I've seen in my work on nearly every issue. There's really been a bipartisan failure to have the courage to address these industries and abuses and stand up to industry money to turn your back on their corporate sponsors. When it comes to specific legislation about environmental issues and animal issues, I think there are times when Democrats are a bit better. There are times when they're not. But ultimately, they're both part of, I think, a bigger problem of not having a viable political discussion in this country that reflects what people really care about.
Tell us about your recent trip to New Zealand and Australia.
Sure. I really had the honor of being on a speaking tour through New Zealand and Australia, talking about these issues and also raising awareness about how they are spreading internationally. I did a similar tour through Europe to talk about this legislation as well. And we're seeing ag gag laws in different ways pop up around the world. In Australia, there's already talk about from the industry there about introducing this type of legislation. They're really looking to the states as a model. In New Zealand, there have been similar legislative discussions targeting environmentalists who protest at sea. And I think that really hits home why it's so important for those of us in the U.S. to fight back. It's because people around the world are paying attention, and we really have to not allow these dangerous tactics to be an example.
And they were receptive to your thoughts there?
Oh, overwhelmingly. I mean, every event was beyond capacity. I mean, standing room only. People were so nice, so supportive and receptive. And I was able to do some great interviews with activists and organizations that I'll be releasing on my website, greenisthenewred.com, over the next few weeks as well.
And tell us what we or our listeners can do to help in this fight.
It's always so hard to answer that question because I don't pretend to know that I know the right way forward or the right thing for any of us to do. I just know we have to do something. So as you're listening to this, if you're involved in groups already, you know, escalate what you're doing. Get more involved. Volunteer more often. You know, if you're out there leafleting or protesting, everyone has an ability to get involved in protecting animals and the environment in some way. And figure out what your skills are and what your resources are and take action. Because the most dangerous consequence of all of these issues I've discussed has been fear. And we can't allow this fear to have a chilling effect on our activism and us speaking up on behalf of animals and the environment. We have to combat that fear and to move forward.
GreenIsTheNewRed.com is the website. Will Potter, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hi, Peter.
Lori.
Hi. Were you listening to the interview?
I was listening to Will.
What an incredible thing.
An incredible story, and he's really bravely digging deep where few people have dared to go, it looks like.
Yeah.
And what struck me is his depiction of this dystopian society we are sliding into with this surveillance and lack of privacy and real prosecutions and that the government now has in their ability to conduct. It's really scary.
And the story he was telling about the one person who's been prosecuted for violating the ag laws was filming from the street
right
into a slaughterhouse where they were abusing animals. And wow.
Yes.
So.
Well, it's possibly encouraging that civil rights advocates and bars and ACLU are sort of banding together to in acknowledgement that this is a dangerous trend.
And both Democrats and Republicans seem to be sort of on board with this a little bit, right?
Well, on board in a positive and negative way.
Yeah, well.
So culpable and then possibly also coming to terms with this.
Exactly.
But he does get to the bottom line, which is that money is the driving factor here, isn't it?
Right.
So he's smart to pursue that.
Yeah.
So it's you should go to the website.
Yeah.
There's a fabulous amount of information there, and he is doing some serious high-quality work.
And visit our website, animalstodayradio.com. Animalstodayradio.com.
And listen, you can listen to all the previous show on the archives.
Fantastic. Okay, don't go away. This is Dr. Lori Kirshner, and I want to thank you for joining us on Animals Today. Each week, we explore the wide variety of important issues concerning the welfare of animals, how people treat them, and where they fit in our society. From whale protectors on the open seas to lawyers in court to scouts helping their local shelter, join me to get the latest on animal welfare news, stories, and events from around the world. And visit us on Facebook to join the conversation. That's Animals Today every week right here on the station, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, make sure to visit us at animalstodayradio.com, where you can listen to any of our previous shows free. Animals Today brings you the highest quality, most up-to-date information about all animal welfare topics. Much of our support comes from the nonprofit group Advancing the Interests of Animals. Check them out at aianimals.org. That's aianimals.org. And thanks for listening.
That's the sound of a dog whose vocal cords were cut just to stifle her voice. It's called devocalization, and it's done to cats as well. Devocalized animals rasp and wheeze, cough and gag the rest of their lives. Some are rendered mute. And for what? So a commercial or hobby breeder can keep many animals without having to listen to them. So show dogs will be quiet in transit between shows or in the ring. So an irresponsible pet owner can leave a dog alone for hours every day. Animals Today joins with Coalition to Protect and Rescue Pets in saying shame on anyone who would have a dog or cat devocalized, and shame on the vets who perform this inhumane, unnecessary surgery for them. Please speak out against devocalization of dogs and cats. Use your voice. Protect theirs.
This message is sponsored by Advancing the Interests of Animals. You can check them out at aianimals.org.
Quite often we find ourselves thinking we should have done things sooner.
I love that we took this vacation.
I know. We should have done this a long time ago.
Sooner is just better than later. And now you don't have to wait till later to own the car of your dreams. Thanks to a surprisingly affordable certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. And with exceptional 1.99% financing on select models, now through September 3rd, that dream is more attainable than ever. Each of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes an exhaustive process of analysis, inspection, and reconditioning until it meets the uncompromising standards of a Mercedes-Benz. Plus, every one is available with an optional extended limited warranty for up to 7 years or 135,000 total vehicle miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. And your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz is available only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit today for exceptional financing.
Kim is in a rush and a large tree has fallen on her car. She needs to file a claim. Should she A, strap her claim forms to a caffeinated falcon, or B, file her claim on Geico.com? The correct answer is B. It's easy to quickly file a claim on Geico.com and set up an appointment with an adjuster. The caffeinated falcon would probably get disoriented and deliver the claim to some burger joint. Geico.com is much more efficient and doesn't have dangerous talons.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8517. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you. Call now, 866-657-8517. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517.
No matter what happens in life, I will always be there for my brothers. Through thick and thin, we're blood.
Except if I crush them in fantasy football, then they can cry over my untouchable roster that says, talk to me next season. Blood's thicker than water, but isn't thicker than football.
Crazy about football? Head to Sears for big TVs and big brands from Samsung to Sharp. Get a 55-inch Samsung 1080p LED TV, only $799.99. This is the ultimate football experience. This is Sears. See stores or sears.com/football for details. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
Thank you.
I'd like to be under the sea, in an octopus's garden, in the shade. He'd let us in.
Hi, welcome back to Animals Today. Hi, Peter.
Lori.
You have news for us?
Well, Obama's dog cost only $2,300.
Obama's dog. What's the name? Sonny?
Sonny.
So $2,300. So this is another missed opportunity, right?
Well, you know, where do you start? I mean, the leader of the free world goes buys another dog.
Right.
I mean, give me a break.
When he said several years ago he wants to adopt a dog and
remind everyone.
Okay.
The first dog. What's that dog's name?
Bo.
Bo, who's a Portuguese water dog, allegedly a gift from via the Kennedy clan, was the product of a breeding process.
Right.
And comes into the family, needs to be a hypoallergenic or a freeze-dried dog, whatever. And why not go to the shelter and pick out a dog?
Right.
And make a statement.
Well,
I mean, you're on to symbolism.
Exactly. And so, there were animal rights groups and people who love dogs that believe you should adopt and not buy who were pretty outraged about that. And so here he goes again. Purchases another dog.
Right.
Why do the articles that I'm reading use the word adopt? They say he adopted another dog. Isn't that misleading?
It's misleading. And you can say what you want,
okay.
I guess. But,
I'm trying
but,
to find a nice
but,
word there.
You know, money was transferred.
Right.
And now they have another hypoallergenic dog to keep the first one company.
Okay. Well.
And it's just ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. Sonny, if Sonny's a girl, Sonny's a...
I don't know
okay.
the gender She's... of Sonny.
Sonny is awfully adorable, though.
This dog was conceived from the frozen sperm of his father. Maybe he's a he.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. Well, just another part of the big business of breeding dogs.
Right.
And just lends this air of credibility that it's okay to do this, and it's desirable to do it.
I mean,
truly, we're very disappointed in you, Mr. President, and your whole family is on our poop list right now.
Okay.
That's it. We're just tired of this.
Right.
So no more of this, please.
So I have a patient who now wants to adopt, not adopt, excuse me,
yeah.
buy
yeah.
a Portuguese water
yeah.
dog.
And the more you pay, the better.
Right. So there you go. So I had to spend 10 minutes of my time, my valuable time, try to educate this patient
right.
that our president did wrong.
We have a neighbor who showed up with one of these dogs after the previous one.
I know. Yes, I remember
they
that.
They didn't even like dogs. And now they need one.
Right.
Oh, my God.
And it has to be a Portuguese water dog.
That's what... Oh.
Okay. So disappoint the president. More ways than one. Okay. What else?
Well, I'm just so upset here. The Great Bull Run.
Yeah. What the heck's going on here?
I don't know. It's the world gone crazy. So, okay, these are now new events that are popping up all over the country where you take actual bulls, similar to the running of the bulls in Pamplona, Spain. Okay, so then they're combining some of them with the culmination with a tomato fight or a tomato group bath, which is a little weird, but... Either way, they set up a shoot, and they get all these bulls, at least a dozen of them, and put them in front of hundreds of people and let the people run in front of the bulls wearing all sorts of silly costumes and having a grand old time.
And this is happening in our country.
Just one in Virginia, a big one that you can see on.
But there's more to come. There's
more to come. It, apparently,
like 12 are listed, 5,
you know,
15.
You've got your corporate sponsors. You've got your civic groups. You've got festivals. I guess we didn't have enough things to do, so let's get some bulls on the way to the slaughterhouse, I guess, and put the people in front of them. And I think it's a thrill.
Yeah. You know, if you believe that bullfighting is tradition or culture, that this just can never justify cruelty to animals. And it's amazing that even in regions where bullfighting happens, like, in areas of Spain that have banned bullfighting.
Bullfighting.
bullfight. Yeah, but still, running with the bulls is part of the is a bullfighting event.
Yeah.
So they banned bullfighting and these events, like in Catalonia, and now here, United States is picking them up. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, right. Exactly. There's no tradition of this. It's just a new thing to do.
Right. Right.
And a couple of injuries. No one was killed, fortunately, this time. But what's tell me again. What's your big objection to this? These bulls are on the way to be killed sooner or later, right? They've all got their tags. They're not pets. They're going to be slaughtered. So what's your problem with it?
It's exploiting animals, and yeah, it's just torturing them one last time.
Plus the example it sets for our...
Absolutely. That's a big thing.
Yeah.
So that it's okay. That it's okay to do this. And in that one of the articles I read, it said this guy Dickens had said, well, the bulls are not harmed and has invited anyone observing someone abusing the animals to report it.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
It's like no animals were harmed in the making of this movie. So what happens before and after?
Yeah. No, we don't know about that.
Yeah.
I know.
And didn't PETA do some event a couple years ago to demonstrate the opposition to the running of the bulls, where they had these roller derby girls wearing these horned hats in New Orleans? Remember that, where they were chasing the thrill-seeking people?
I don't remember that, but I like it.
It was fun for everyone.
Yeah. No bikini girls were harmed in the making of this film.
Right.
Which, you know, we would have to verify.
Yeah.
So another reprehensible page in the story of animal welfare in our country. You take a step forward and two steps back.
That's right.
And it's just some days your head just going to explode what comes across our desk.
Yeah. Why don't you tell our listeners the websites they can check out to learn more about animals today and about advancing the interests of animals?
Okay. So animalstodayradio.com, that's the website of this radio show. And when you go there, you will see a little blog summary of every show we've done for years now. We've been on for going on our fifth year, and lots of great guests. And you can listen to any of those shows. All the podcasts are available. You just click and listen free. And please go there and share it, because we want everyone to learn about these things and to enjoy. And then our main sponsor is Advancing the Interests of Animals, AIAnimals.org. Check them out also.
Thank you, AIAnimals.org, and thank you for listening to Animals Today. This is Dr. Lori Kirshner encouraging you to nurture your love and compassion for the only other beings sharing our planet, the animals.
The opinions you hear on the Business Talk Radio Network are those of the host, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of this station, Business Talk Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Business Talk Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Investing involves risks, so please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about the Business Talk Radio Network, contact us at 203-323-7300 or at our website, businesstalkradio.net.
IRN USA Radio News. I'm Cameron Swayze. Secretary of State John Kerry said on Sunday that samples collected by first responders after the reported August 21st chemical weapons attack in Syria have tested positive for the nerve agent sarin.
And hair samples and blood samples have tested positive for signatures of sarin. So this case is building, and this case will build.
And sarin is a man-made chemical warfare agent considered the most toxic and fast-acting of its kind. And the odorless, colorless nerve gas interferes with an enzyme which controls nerve signals that go on to the muscles. Kerry told Meet the Press that all signs suggest that Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad used the nerve agent in his alleged chemical weapons attack against his own citizens. This is IRN USA Radio News.
Today, most people are more likely to get a pay cut than a cost of living raise. But I have good news for you. You can build your own golden parachute. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby, and I think you'll find that the three-step plan home business system is a great solution to money worries. With a three-step plan home business, you can add to your income in your spare time. Many build their businesses into a full-time income that earns more than a regular job. That's a pretty good financial backup plan, don't you think? After all these years of hearing about us, you know that we have helped a lot of people earn extra money. We could help you too. The three-step plan home business system is better than a parachute because we'll never leave you out there hanging. We'll train you and show you how to use the telephone and email to make money from home. Don't just worry about money. Do something about it. To find out how you could start making more money working from home, go to 3stepusa.com or call 800-480-2102.
A leading skeptic of U.S. intervention in conflicts abroad said Sunday that he believes that there is only a 50-50 chance that the GOP-controlled House will vote to authorize the use of military force in the Syrian conflict. Rand Paul, a staunch defender of civil liberties who has battled against members of his own party over the government's use of drones and NSA data collection programs, said he believes it's a mistake to get involved in a civil war in Syria that could escalate, he says, out of control. Egypt deported four Al Jazeera journalists on Sunday, just days after the Qatar-owned channel carried appeals from leaders of ousted President Mohamed Morsi's Muslim Brotherhood to stage protests against the army-backed government. The Gulf Emirate was a strong financial backer of Brotherhood rule and vehemently opposes the army's overthrow of Morsi and the ensuing bloody crackdown on his movement. This is IRN USA Radio Network News.
Because you've booked with Booking.com, you, freedom lover, are on the road and carefree. You're not worried that dealership billboards spoil beautiful views or that the fresh, cool breeze gives you a mouthful of fumes. No, because you know in just a few more miles, you'll be free to rock around in the perfect Booking hotel, treehouse, or rustic cottage of your dreams. Thanks to Planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.yeah!
Police have arrested four Minot State University football players on misdemeanor drugs.